The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ and Jamie.
I'm telling you right now, that junk I have in my basement, the CDs, the albums, all the memorabilia, the bobbleheads of NSYNC, they're going to be worth something one day. Have you seen these t-shirt prices?
No.
What they're going for on the market for collectors, that if you've got one of these t-shirts from concert tours, that what they're worth today?
Mm-mm.
I mean, we're talking Kanye West. This was in the 2000s, too. Kanye West, the late registration tour t-shirt, worth $1,300 now if you've got one.
Really?
That's what they say.
And where is this available?
What do you mean where it's available?
Where do you buy that t-shirt?
They have a website. Well, you don't buy the t-shirt. You're selling the t-shirt.
Where do you
sell it? To collectors.
Okay.
There's a website that you go to that people are looking for these t-shirts.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't have the website. I couldn't print the whole thing. I ran out of ink this morning in my printer.
I will tell you this. This is kind of crazy. So when I was in California, my kid and I, we all went, and a couple other people, we all went thrifting because there's this one section and it's huge thrift stores, right?
Yeah.
And they have concert t-shirts and all that crap. And so we just went for fun. Oh my God. The Carhartt, you know, jackets are $160, $180 used. Like, one of them even had, like, a little rip in it. And so I don't know if it's a California thing that now it's the rage is this Carhartt crap. But, oh, my God. I was like, we have so much of that stuff at our house. I'm going to take it to California and sell it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, this is more collector stuff. Is Carhartt a collector's item?
I don't think so.
I think it's just an expensive brand.
No, but I don't understand why it's $180 for a used jacket. In California, on the racks, there was
It's $500 if it's brand new.
I have no idea. I've never paid $500 for a jacket from Carhartt, but I mean it's expensive. But $180 for a used one, no way.
If you've got Nirvana, the Utero tour, I don't even know what it is. $2,000. Here's the number one T-shirt in Spadil. You may have this. It's worth $2,700. You ready?
Yeah.
Grateful Dead.
Which one?
Panther tour.
Do you know what year that was?
It's got a big old panther on it. Yes, it's the year 1994.
Oh, because that's the year Jerry died.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Worth $2,800 for this t-shirt if it doesn't have a hole in it.
Well, I mean, but I think that if people are listening, they want more information. Like, where do you buy them? How do you sell them?
I have no idea. I have no idea where you buy them, where you sell them. You can't buy them. You can only buy them if somebody else owns them.
This shoe, $2,700.
A lot of the Grateful Dead stuff, you have to go on, like, Facebook Marketplace and, like, groups and stuff and really, like, hunt it. It's hard to find.
Yeah,
if you're a collector, I mean, if you've got one and you think it's a collector's item, you know where to look for it. You go in and look at these people that are looking for this stuff.
Crazy.
And big bucks on it. But who would have thought? I mean, when you bought that t-shirt for, like, 1994, probably, what, $25? That here we sit 25 years later, this thing, or 30 years later, and this thing's worth $2,800 all of a sudden.
And they're reprinting a bunch of the old concert t-shirts, too. Like, I mean, they're kind of a thing right now.
Yeah.
All the concert t-shirts.
I see a lot of girls wearing that stuff at the gym.
Yeah.
Here's one. Prince. If you've got the Untitled Tour t-shirt, and it's an all-over print with his symbols and everything on it, it's worth $1,300. Just that t-shirt. And I think it's from 1993, I think it is.
Crazy.
Wow.
I know. Who knows what comes back?
You don't know what kind of stuff you've got that you've hung on to that's what it's going to be worth down the road.
You know what? You just keep holding on to it.
And it's never the stuff they tell you to hang on to. I wish we had a clue sometimes, like the Beanie Babies.
Dude, I knew to hold on to my Pokemon cards, and they got stolen, but I knew that I should hold on to those.
Yeah.
And now they're worth so much money.
Well, I held on to the Snapchat glasses. You know, and it has the whole container. You remember the yellow ones?
Uh-huh.
They're worth nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll be worth money in, I don't know, like 10 or 15 years when it's just like the novelty is there again.
I mean, they have everything with them, you know, and then I just look at them like, why am I saving this? This is so dumb. My kid hated them because he had to try to wear them over glasses before he had contacts. So it was just dumb. And now they're just like in this drawer. And I'm like, every time I look at them, I'm like, just throw it away. Nobody wants this.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, though. You can't throw it away. But you got to hang on to it because, like Schmidl said, I mean, these T-shirts, in it, what, 15 years ago, probably weren't worth anything except for what you paid for them. But now they've gone up in price.
But all we do is hang on to our crap.
I know, but we're afraid to get rid of it because it could be worth something.
Like, I cleaned out so much stuff over the weekend, and it's freeing. It is so freeing to just dump it all and take it to Goodwill and say good luck. I mean, and you hope those people at Goodwill, like, if they go through some of that stuff, they make some money. But it's just, it's really free.
I know it's free, but man, it's a tough decision to make sometimes for some people.
Well, the only thing is, only reason why I keep the snap stupid ass glasses is because of you two. Because every time I'm like, they keep telling me it'd be worth something. Close the door.
It might be.
I think it might be, man.
No, they
like,
won't.
When Ralphie gets to be like, you know, 30, 35, those kids are going to look back on it and remember like, hey, the Snapchat glasses, yeah. And then they're going to want them.
And how many times are you on the internet and you see that that version, that first version of the Apple computer?
Yeah.
It looks like something out of a suit one? In a suitcase. Uh-huh. Remember that?
Well, that makes sense.
And that's wild. But they didn't know it at the time.
But that makes sense. I mean, that was the changing of everything. Snapchat is just dumb.
Yeah, but those glasses were the first out, too.
Yeah, but...
generation of smart glasses.
Crazy. Yeah.
Right? Could be. One day. You never know. You might be a millionaire over these. Know. You never know. Never know.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I have a psychological question. Not that you're a therapist.
What's that?
But I need you to think about this.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I do this. And I do it over and over again. And then it was put to Texnado. Not to Texnado, it wasn't. It was put on Jamie's Bravo Bunch. And the amount of people that do this is insane. And it's really unhealthy.
Okay.
It's really unhealthy.
Just tell me.
Okay, so I'm watching a show.
Do
right?
I do it?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm watching a show, right? La, 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 watching a show. And then I pick up my phone and I start texting or whatever. And then I was like, ah, crap, I missed that part of the show. So I rewind it back to the show, you know, the part I missed because I picked up my phone, right? And so I'm watching it. And then I pick up my freaking phone again, miss it again.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I do that.
That is so stupid. Mm. Does everybody do it?
Yeah.
Why?
I get mad at myself when I do it too.
Like, I gotta stop.
Yeah, you just want to pay attention to the show, and then you're just so addicted to your phone, it just happens.
It's
you don't even realize it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. You even tell yourself. Uh-huh. You even just tell yourself in your head, okay, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put this to the side. I'm going to watch this football game. I've got it on. Broncos, Chiefs, best matchup of the year. We're winning. Sit over here, phone. And then 2 seconds later,
you're looking at your phone.
Yeah, wonder what they're saying on Twitter.
And then you have to rewind again and start all over. And oh my God,
it's the worst when you have to do it like four times.
There's right.
Yeah, because you just can't stop yourself.
Okay, that is. Oh my God,
it's the same.
Let's
scene.
Talk real. That is so me. And I feel like it's a mental condition, and I need somebody to like tell me what it is.
It's a habit.
It's just
habit.
But it's also stupid.
It's like some people with smoking. They've got to have that cigarette in their hands.
Yeah, but this is like, this is just not even, I mean, it's like I don't even know I'm doing it, you know,
no.
Until it's too late.
Well, that's what I mean. That's habit. When you don't know that you're doing it and you do it, that's just because you formed a habit.
I feel like there's something else there. I don't know what it is.
An addiction?
I always kind of tell myself that because it's like you're not fully paying attention to your phone, even though you feel like you aren't, even though you are. It feels like you can like pay attention to both at the same time.
Right. And that you can't.
Yeah.
Right. And then I feel like, well, because it's so easy to rewind, no big deal.
Yeah.
But and four times.
And then you get mad at yourself because you wasted like 15 minutes.
It's a really,
I do it too.
I need a pill.
It's frustrating. and not only that, when you reach over and pick it up and you start for a second, third, fourth time, and you're trying to watch this show, but you can't get this phone off your mind, you're so disappointed in yourself.
Yeah.
I even cuss myself.
I hate my phone.
Oh, I can't believe I did it again.
I'm literally getting to the point where I hate it. Like, I hate you, phone. Like, it just, you know what it is? It's like, if I put it down and then I go and do tasks that I know I have to do and I leave it upstairs on purpose, I start to think, I wonder what happened. I wonder if anybody called. I wonder if anybody texted. Like, it's so dumb. Yeah, we're addicted.
I can't even imagine how bad it is for you guys, because I'm not even a real phone person.
Yep.
And I still have that type anxiety over it. But I can't even imagine for you guys that are truly addicted to your phone.
And there's seven of us in a group chat, and you'll leave it upstairs to do, like, bills or whatever, and you'll go up and you miss 46 texts.
My iPhone says that I'm averaging like 4.5 to 5 hours of screen time every day.
I don't even want to look at that.
Yeah.
I don't even, oh my God, should I look at it? No, I don't want to look at that.
Yeah. Too late. We're in.
It's just bad. Like,
we're in deep.
We're not like doing productive things. We're literally not doing productive things at all with our lives. Like, this is just, all right, I'm going to make a real effort to put this sumbitch down.
You can't.
You know what I hate though the most is like watching those videos where little kids fall down and their parents are videotaping it and laughing. Yeah. I'm like, go pick the kid up. Oh my God, go pick that child up. There was one little girl, she was trapped between the mattress and the thing that holds you in bed. You know, it was like one of those things where she wouldn't fall out. Well, she fell in between the mattress and the guardrail. And her mom was videotaping her down in there, and she's like, I'm stuck.
Yeah, but you gotta go viral, man. You gotta go. Hey, Spadell, did you forget to call?
Call.
I need Crandall.
Oh.
Dude,
he's tired.
He's got a doctor's appointment. We got to hurry. He's our favorite veteran.
Oh my God.
Well, what of anyway? All right.
Yeah.
Rick Crandall used to work here with one of our sister stations. He is the guy that's responsible for the memorial, the Veterans Memorial
here in
Colorado, in Aurora. Yeah. And we wanted to talk to him this morning just to wish him a happy Veterans Day.
Well, you asked him what's going on. He goes, well, really nothing. Everything kind of happened over the weekend.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised that it's not happening
today.
Well, I
know there's some stuff because my girlfriend's going to an assembly.
Yeah.
That's what she called it. She's in her uniform.
All right, we can at least talk to him, you know, get a little insight on Veterans Day and what's going on. All right, we'll do that next here on the program. Rick Crandall, coming up next. BJ and
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a holiday. It is Veterans Day today. And so we thought we'd chat with our favorite veteran, a guy that's responsible for the Colorado Veterans Memorial out in Aurora, the one and only Rick Crandall. Hey, Rick.
What's going on, kids?
There you are. There you are.
Did you hear BJ going, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear any of that.
Okay,
I was shaking my thing with that song, and all of a sudden it just got quiet. And I thought,
you love to dance.
I thought I
don't
did
you?
Something bad.
Yeah. No, you didn't do anything bad. Hey, quickly here. I've been seeing this online. We have two different holidays, Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Will you please explain to people what the difference is?
Yeah, it's easy, and I end up doing this a lot during the year. So Memorial Day in May, we honor all of those who gave their lives in service to their country, those that were killed in action on battles around the globe, defending freedom not only for us but for others as well. So that's Memorial Day. And then Veterans Day honors all of those who served.
Yeah.
So anybody who raised their right hand, enlisted, and joined whatever branch of service, preferably the Air Force, but if they join the others, okay. We salute all of them today.
What was that? you have a preference, I guess, huh?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I've seen on online this morning where people are asking that question, not in disrespect,
yeah,
they're just wanting clarification, and I knew that you knew the answer.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Now, do you still fit in your uniform?
Do I still fit in my uniform? Would that be my military uniform,
yeah,
or would that...
Your military uniform.
You know, I haven't seen that in a whole... I should try, because... because I've just lost a little bit of weight. I should try it. No, I would not fit in it.
Yeah, the answer's no, Rick.
Because my friend, her kids go to a she poo poo place. The school is she poo poo.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. And so, yeah. So the school asked that all military personnel, the parents, wear their uniforms, and I guess a buttload of them can't fit in them.
Yeah, yeah, a buttload is right. That's an actual military weight, a buttload.
Yeah, and, yeah. I think yeah, at one point it would disqualify you for the military if you had a buttload,
yeah.
Right?
Buttload, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Buttload and flat feet. What? Boom, you're out of here.
Boy, you, what are you doing here?
You walk like a duck. You're out.
Yep. I'm just thinking, I mean, the school meant well. They meant well, you know, because that's a great thing.
Sure,
but I guess people were having to wear Spanx and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you just let them wear their hat.
Yeah,
maybe
if just
they just
that.
Wore their hat.
Yeah. That, that fits. Okay. Yeah, if right. I got a fat hat over that time, you know?
The other question is, all right, do you say it how did you say it, BJ?
Veterans?
Yeah, veterans or veterans?
You know, I say veterans. I kind of take that middle E out of the equation there, that veterans. I guess that's probably the proper way, but Lazy Rick just says veterans and moves along.
So I think that is the thing. I think the proper way is veteran, but I think that you and I are lazy and we say veteran.
Yeah. Well, I saw the debate over the weekend, and people were going back and forth. This was on social media, of course. And then I also saw where somebody posted that if you go to Google, it says one way, and if you go to the Webster's Dictionary, it does it the opposite way. So both were acceptable.
Yeah.
You know what I say to that, BJ? Of all the things we got to worry about in the country, man, we picked a good one to spend our weekend fighting over.
Well, I was just telling BJ off there. It's like everybody, if you don't do it my way, then I want you canceled.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The question is, Michael Strahan, right? He was on Fox, and everybody lined up for the national anthem. He's on the USS Kansas City or something. And everybody put their hands on their heart, but he did not. He just had his hands like clasped together, and people are calling for him to be fired. What are your thoughts?
Oh, you know, I mean, really?
That's what I kind of think.
Thank you,
too.
Rick.
Because I think that when they were lined up, he didn't even see that all the other guys had their hands on his hearts because he was at the end.
I suspect he was in a place and in a position that he had never been in before and was, you know, not, like you said, Jamie, not sure what he was supposed to do at that point, right? And so, oh, man, there's, you know, wow. Okay.
Again, there are many things to worry about besides Michael Strahan putting his hand over his heart. He should be fired from his job.
For it, yeah.
You know, I don't agree with it. I think that, you know, he was there. That's good enough for me, you know.
He didn't turn his back or anything. Yeah. He was looking
right.
No,
and,
I mean,
no, he was being respectful. He had his hands clasped, and
but that's wrong,
Rick. Since we got you on the line, what would you like to say to all the people out there that have served America in the armed forces?
Well, he's one.
Yeah,
of
you know, I learned last week. Heard a statistic that really surprised me. I didn't realize it was this low. There are now, of the percentage of the American population that are serving in uniform today, 0.5% of the population is serving today. It used to be, we used to talk about the 2% and then the 1%. It's now down to 0.5%. So for those of you who have worn the uniform or are wearing it now, God bless you for what you're doing. And in a time in this world when things go squirrely at a moment's notice, at every corner of the world, you're there to help. You're there to represent. You're there to defend and serve. And just know that all of us that served before you, those of you that are active, are proud of your service. And for all you old farts like me, thanks for what you did and continue to do. Because here's what I learned about being a veteran: you don't ever quit serving. You come home and then you end up in, you know, the Rotary Club, or you end up in doing this, that, or the other thing. But you don't really ever stop serving. So good on all of you, and happy Veterans Day.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is really well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Rick.
Good talking to you, Rick.
This show needed a little stretch of well said, so I was glad I could be there.
Hey!
Every day we need that.
Hey! Thank you, Rick. Happy Veterans Day to you.
Guys.
You got it.
Thanks.
I'm saying, can you see man enough?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.